Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Time now for the latest instalment in our Travel With Your Taste Buds food series. As many of us won't get to travel to our favourite destinations and sample our favourite cuisines this summer, we want to inspire you to get creative in your own kitchen. And today we are looking at how to make some authentic Chinese food. I am joined in the studio by Chef Quanjie Chan, who was born in Hong Kong but raised in Donegal. When did you make the move here?
I made the move, I think around the mid, arrived in Bonkran around the mid 80s, so I think it's around that, yeah.
And there's no denying that you were raised in Bonkran from
you
the accent.
You can hear the accent, yeah.
unique to that particular part of Donegal as well. Obviously, the family brought the cuisine with them.
Yeah, so long story cut short, I was born in Hong Kong and I was abandoned by my parents and I ended up in Donegal where my uncle took me in, my auntie, and they had a Chinese restaurant, a takeaway in the restaurant. It was in Bonkrana, so quite small, you know, small town, but we used to cook fantastic food there, you know, so I learned that from since I was 8. To about 13 before, yeah.
Talk to me for a minute, please, about the relationship between the Chinese food that is offered in Irish restaurants and Chinese food in China, because I was very lucky enough to be able to, in the mid-1980s, to backpack around China for a while, but I learned that we're talking about two totally, totally different cuisines.
Absolutely, yeah. It's totally different cuisine, but, you know, especially back in the early 80s, you know, you used to be getting, like, the sweet and sour and, you know, the curries and stuff like that. But you would have a version of a sweet and sour in Hong Kong. I'm from Hong Kong, like, so it would be the Southeast Asia. Like, China itself is so wide, you know. You have, like, seven different, you know what I mean? So all
food is
different.
But so much of it, I thought, was about not just the flavour, but the texture of the food, which is not something which is as important to us here in the Western world.
So texture would be a big thing, which is probably not for the Irish people. So I still tend to, you know, we're very much into that sliminess and kind of like a gooey.
If it doesn't slither down, or if you don't like something that slithers down the back of your throat, then you're not really going to like authentic Chinese
But you're getting
Chinese
better
cuisine.
At it. It's basically, you know, if you take an oyster by the chance, you know what I mean? Some people love oysters here as well. Yeah. So, you know, if you figure that kind of way, you know what I mean? So,
Yeah. I suppose oysters really are the best gateway, aren't they, into Chinese cuisine. Talk to me then about your own journey to, you know, away from Chinese cuisine, what you would have grown up with, to ending up as head chef in one of the most impressive places in the country, the Cliff House in Waterford.
Yeah. So my journey, I went after I finished with my uncle, I went to Kellybeg's Catering College. And then when I graduated from there, like I worked in some of the, you know, top end restaurants around the country, you know, so learning all the way. And then at the end of 2013, I think it was, I joined as a head chef in the Cliff House in Ardmore, where the Michelin star restaurant was, the house restaurant, and for 3.5 years, was incredible.
The next time that somebody thinks sniffily about Chinese takeaways in Donegal, they should be aware that they turned out Michelin starred chefs.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's just a learn. It's so different, the cuisine. Like, I've come kind of full circle now from, you know, from where I am now today and going back to the Chinese cuisine, because I find it so interesting, you know, and there's so much to explore in it, and the flavor and the freshness of it. It's not totally different what you would get here, you know, so yeah.
But it is a job with really, really punishing hours and a terrible schedule, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So, and that's why I took the plunge to open, you know, my own business after I finished, you know, the Michelin kind of run, you know, that I did. And I've decided, like, I'm going to try and come out of it and try to stay in the food. But, you know, I opened a retail company which is doing sauces and spices, you know. So,
but this is a really tough one, isn't it? Because for every foodie that's had a great idea about a product that they would like to sell, there must be 100 projects that failed because they haven't thought about the marketing and everything that's required at the back end.
Absolutely, yeah. It's such a tough market and such a, you know, competitive market to get in, you know. I didn't know you had to start, you know. We started off with sauces and we made, like, I think we spent €300, making about 30 bottles of sauces. And I went into one of the super values and tried to get on the shelf.
And total sales in your first month of operation?
I think it was like €30. Like, oh, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, this is a great start, you know. But like, look, 5 years down the line, we have about maybe 650 stores around the country with about 7 products, like, you know. So yeah, it was trying, but you know, yeah. our main product that got us out there was a spice pack seasoning, what we developed, you know, so.
Now, this is where there really should be a podium for you to stand up and take a bit of a gold medal, allowing people to introduce spice bags into their own kitchens.
Yes.
How did you manage to do this? Because I did a feature on this for TV a good few years ago, nobody would tell us what was in the spice bag. It was a closely guarded secret in every place that we went to.
Really? Yeah. Mm. It's not really. It's quite simple, actually. If you take salt and chili, kind of, you know, chicken or something like that, it's very close to that, you know. I didn't know nothing about the spice bag since, you know, it was actually an Irish Times food writer, Marie-Claire Digby, that, you know, got on to me, will I do a recipe for a spice bag? And I says, what is it? and I says, right, okay, I'm going to research it. So I ordered one from a takeaway and tasted it. I was like, oh, I know this here. So I actually walk around some of the supermarkets and say, look, there must be a spice bag seasoning that people can make at home. There wasn't any. So I says, right, okay, so I'm going to try and make one. And I made one, got it into Asian Market in Jury Street, and it went viral. And we haven't stopped since, you know.
It went more than viral, yeah. It was hyper viral. Okay, let's elevate the tone from spice bags.
Okay.
We'll talk about something much more authentically Chinese that people can try at home themselves. Dumplings.
Oh, yeah.
Dumplings is a tough one because sometimes the casing can kind of overwhelm whatever you put into the middle of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the way I see dumplings is, you know, it's very close to a ravioli, you know, but not as heavy, you know. But you can get heavier ones. It depends what region of China you're from. If you're from the north of China, where my grandmother's from, they would use like a lot of wheat, you know what I mean? Like,
so that's a much heavier casing.
A much heavier casing. And if you're down like the Hong Kong side, the southeast, we would use like a wonton kind of, you know, wrapping, which is a lighter one with an egg kind of noodle kind of, you know.
Which lets the flavours inside
exactly,
come out.
But it's more delicate as well, you know, so it's less time cooking time too. Okay. So,
well, talk to me about flavourings then. What are you going to suggest?
Yeah, so, so like the easiest one now would be a pork one. So if you think, look, you're making a really kind of really good Asian flavoured sausage kind of meat, and then you're putting it into like a little wrapper, you know, and then you boil them up. But the sauce is the most important thing that you would to go with the dumpling, you know. So we would like put a, in my one now, I put a soy sauce and we chop some garlic, ginger, spring onions, coriander. And you put a drop of a bit of my own kind of chili rayu in it, chili oil, and also a bit of Chinese vinegar. So if you don't have Chinese vinegar, you're going to, small drop of balsamic vinegar might work as well. So just to balance that salty, you know, spicy flavor.
Salivating here already, even just thinking about that. Of course, we're going to put all of the recipes here up on our website. Let's move on from dumplings because I think a lot of people might find them quite technical. Stir fry suggestion, please.
Okay, so a lovely kind of, you know, a weekday stir fry is prawns and broccoli. It's very, very nice, you know. So you blanch the broccoli off first. You take the little florets off, not too big. You want to pre-boil them first so you can, you know, cool them down, stir-fry them then. Your prawns...
I've thought of them as a natural complement for each other.
Yeah.
Prawns and broccoli, no?
Oh, it's quite nice. And you put a nice oyster sauce of it, you know. It's delicious, so it is. And, you know, your prawns as well. You do lovely king prawns. You know, you kind of butterfly them so they cook really fast in the wok. But the trick in getting the flavour in the prawns is marinating them before you kind of put it into the hot wok, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Marinate it in...
marinating a bit of oyster sauce, bit of garlic, and also a bit of ginger, you know. So ginger acts as lemon, you know, with the seafood, you know.
And
so,
how long do we marinate for generally?
With prawns, if you kind of butterfly it and open it up a bit, you know, 5-10 minutes is, you know,
really,
quite fast.
All?
So, you know, you can come home after work, you can have some stuff ready, and you're having meals really in minutes, like, you know, so 6-7 minutes.
All right. Look, I'm afraid that is unfortunately where we're going to have to leave it. But
thanks
all of those
much,
suggestions
yeah.
are going to be up on the website. Quan Jie Chan,
right, yeah.
you're very good for coming in and joining
Thank
us
you so
this
much,
morning.
Bro.